With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It's early morning, and the sun blazes down and reflects off the rapids of the Rappahannock River in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Woody Walker stands and waders, whisking a fly fishing line into the rain-swollen waters about an hour south of Washington. All around him, the silvery blue backs of hundreds of fish flash like blades from the gray-green current and then disappear. It's the running of the shad, an annual springtime ritual in which the migratory fish surge up Chesapeake Bay tributaries to spawn. Cormorants and herons stand on the rocks, feasting on the profusion of fish. Walker, a conservationist with an environmental group called Friends of the Rappahannock, said he has seen an increase in several species of fish in recent years.
The hickory shad is doing very well, and the American shad is getting better. A big reason for that is that 11 years ago, actually, Friends of the Rappahannock and other partners, like the Army Corps of Engineers, removed a dam about 5 miles upstream from here. And that dam was, obviously an impediment to the migratory fish, the shad and the striped bass. So that dam coming down has improved access, given access upstream, and our fishery is getting better. And now, like today, we could very easily catch a striped bass here.
The 2004 demolition of the Embry Dam freed up 71 miles of the Rappahannock River as breeding grounds, not only for fish, but also American eels. The Chesapeake Bay watershed still has more than 2,500 dams blocking its rivers, many dating to the 18th and 19th centuries. The success in removing the Embry Dam is an example of why more should come down. Two other anglers stand in the river nearby, whipping their lines. Soon they and Walker are catching fish after fish, then releasing them. Walker holds up his catch, a hickory shad.
He's long. He's about 18 inches long and narrow-bodied. As you saw when I hooked him, he jumped out of the water about 10 times while I was playing this fish. And that's beautiful. Fishermen love that.
The Rappahannock River, almost 200 miles long, stretching from the Blue Ridge Mountains to the Chesapeake Bay, the site of epic Civil War battles and the childhood home of George Washington, is improving because of the dam's removal. But it still struggles from pollution, including from farm runoff and the booming growth of suburban sprawl south of Washington. A new threat to the river has also surfaced downriver from Fredericksburg. There, oil and gas companies have signed leases to drill and frack on 84,000 acres of land. The drilling sites surround the Rappahannock River Natural Wildlife Refuge in Westmoreland County and encroach on Washington's birthplace. No drilling has started yet, but Kathleen Harrigan, executive director of Friends of the Rappahannock, discussed her organization's concerns back at their offices.
Fracking is an intensive industrial operation, so it means disturbing a lot of rural communities, their infrastructure, their water supply, the water supply that whole area drains to, with an industrial activity. That means everything from truck transportation, additional traffic, and all that brings with it.
A representative of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association said the river is not at risk, in part because the price of natural gas is so low right now, nobody's investing in new wells. But while the removal of the Embry Dam opened up a new era of health for the Rappahannock River, a future drilling boom could open up a stream of new troubles. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.